What sort of work did your grandfather Carr and his wife do?
He was more or less a trader. He bought and sold cattle, and he didn't do too much of it. I don't know what he did, but from here he went to El Paso in this country. My father followed him out there, and he had, my father was in the sheep business. And he took his sheep and went out there, and free range, is talking about free range, and he wanted to, his father told him that it was a golden opportunity, so my father took his sheep that he had accumulated and went out there, and in going into there, there's a little more Texas history here, he ran into old John Bean. And John Bean, he wanted to charge him so much for each sheep that he crossed. He had a crossing of the Pecos River. And of course my father, he didn't have any money to mount anything at least, and he couldn't pay it, and so he went over there and with John Bean, and he got to drinking a little bit with him. And so he told the boys one day after he'd been there for some little while, says, you go over, start crossing those sheep, says, I'm going over and get old man Bean drunk. So they went over there and they got drinking, and he got his sheep across and took them on across and went across without paying any fees. And it has been said that he was one of the few men that had outsmarted old John Bean. Of course, you've heard of John Bean, low west of the Pecos, and it was the Pecos River that he took these sheep over. So he went on out to El Paso and with these sheep, and when he got out there, why, things were not as good as they were looked to be, so he went broke. All of his sheep died. They got some kind of a disease in amongst them, and they died. And he came back to Texas, to Encinal, this country, and went to work on a big ranch as a cow boss. And from there, why, Mr. Buckley, and from there, why, he started accumulating and got these equipment ready and went to building these tanks. And he lived out this school land, Texas school land, you know. He took up four sections out here on Callahan Ranch and lived it out. And after he got it all lived out and everything, well, he sold it and got a little money and bought these two places here.
What do you mean after he got it lived?
Well, after at that, you had to live on your land for 2 or 3 years and make a certain amount of improvements on it in order to be eligible.
Homesteading,
that's what it was, homesteading. And he cleared out a little land out there and farmed it and things like that, which was one of the requirements. And afterwards, why, he, caterpillars and things that came in, and they can build one of these tanks in one day that would take him 30 days to build with the mules and teams. And that way, why, he went looking for other kinds of work. And